All right, let's talk about it. How could this happen? Because I've gone through some of these old Ron Paul newsletters, and it's got your name bannered on the top, and some of these comments, as we just heard from Brian Spies, are pretty shocking.
Yeah, it is, and of course it's been rehashed a long time and it's coming up now for political reasons. But everybody knows in my district that I didn't write them and I don't speak like that, and nobody has heard me ever say anything like that. And I've been reelected time and time again, so everybody knows that I don't participate in that type of language. But the point is when you bring this question up, you're really saying you're a racist, or are you a racist? And the answer is no, I'm not a racist. Matter of fact, Rosa Parks is one of my heroes. Martin Luther King is a hero because they practiced the libertarian principle of civil disobedience, nonviolence. Libertarians are incapable of being a racist because racism is a collectivist idea. You see people in group. A civil libertarian like myself, see everybody as an important individual. It's not the color of their skin that is important, as Martin Luther King said. What is important is the character of the individual. You know what is really interesting, though, and this might be behind this, because I, as a Republican candidate, probably am getting the most number of black votes and black supporters, and now that has to be undermined. And I do this because I attack two wars that blacks are suffering from. One, the war overseas, and all wars, minorities suffer the most. So they join me in this position I have against the war in Iraq. And what about the war on drugs? What other candidate will stand up and fight in the can and say, I would pardon all blacks, all whites, everybody who are convicted for nonviolent drug acts and drug crimes? And this is where the real discrimination is. Let me finish this because I got to get my message back because you put the other message out. Now, if you want to look for discrimination, it's in the judicial system. 14% of the inner city blacks commit drug crime. 67% of blacks are in prison. That's discrimination. That's the judicial code that I am attacking, and that is not racism. What I defend is the principle of libertarianism, where we never see people who belong to a group, and every individual is defended and protected because they're important in the individual, not because of their color of skin, but of their character. So I am the anti-racist because I am the only candidate, Republican or Democrat, who would protect the minority against these vicious drug laws.
Congressman, there's a lot of material there, but let me just try to figure out, how did this stuff get in these Ron Paul newsletters? Who wrote it?
Well, I have no idea.